Okay.
Hello. Here we have the Russian mini section of Lightning Talks. So before I start, I'd like to say a couple of words about Oslo and Norway. This thing here in the entrance symbolizes the way a Russian tourist like me passes the border control at the airport. I'm not kidding, because I have spent half an hour to enter the country. So, but anyway, Oslo is a city dedicated for Lightning Talks, because we have such bus stops and where you can host Lightning Talk sessions. So, to my talk. My talk is about how you can use Pearl. So 9,000 kilometers of it. This is a map of Pearl event coverage, which was 2 years ago. And this how it will look like in the end of May. So you may notice that the border between these green and red parts is really the border which was between west and east, and in fact it is the border of Berlin Wall. So the unofficial title of my talk is Pearl Behind the Wall. Well, by saying that, I really don't mean this. This year is the 10th anniversary of YAPSIS, and next YAPSI Europe in Lisbon is the 10th European YAPSI. And suddenly I realized that I and my colleagues and I have already organized or prepared 10 events, workshops and conferences. And this is the map where our events were organized. And all that was done in less than 2 years. So the distance between most western and eastern parts is 9,000 kilometers. We're going to expand on this. And we have covered 5 countries. Well, things are very similar despite these large distances. This is what we saw in Copenhagen. This is what we see in Oslo here. And can you guess what you could see in Vladivostok, far, far east? Yes, just another minute. So we can survive anywhere. This is the ward which was in the Institute Hall in Rostov-on-Don, from where Anatoly is. We have organized the South Pearl event there. And you notice that side by side to our poster, there was another poster for Fallout 3 celebrations. Another great achievement we have now is that we have localized Lightning Talk sessions. We have a special name in Russian for these. In fact, it is German Blitz Talks. So, and we have localized the gong to separate the talks. That is musical triangle. Well, unfortunately, we didn't make this yet. And we have the new age event. So we held the first ever Hackneet in Moscow. Well, I really didn't wrote any code because there was some food. And unlike Bratislava, when I arrived to the place, I saw only just empty bottles. So in fact, any event, either conference or workshop or small events like Hackneet are fun and pleasure. In the Far East, we have outdoor experience and underground experience. We have sports and caves. And by the way, you have to know that Jonathan is the biggest traveler. In Ukraine, we were trying to invent a method of turning on the popcorn machine. Well, we can do simpler things. Well, but anywhere, every event is real and serious. So the greatest event we had in Bulgaria this year, it was very interesting and people were very inspired. And far in the east, it's more than 9,000 kilometers from the capital. People were very inspired to see international guests and Pearl stars. So the next month we have 2 events, one in Moscow, that's the main Pearl, Yabs Russia 2009. And before, a couple of days before, we have the first ever Pearl workshop in another country, Uzbekistan. And we are going to continue with more places in St. Petersburg and Yekaterinburg later this year and next year. Thank you.